budget deal is made in D.C. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has details.
Congressional leaders say they have reached an agreement on a top-line budget that keeps the government funding for 2024. Again, these are just top-line numbers. This is not a final deal yet, and does not include the supplemental bill that would strengthen the southern border and provide money for Israel and Ukraine. This bill will likely face opposition from conservatives in the House.
The nearly $1.6 trillion budget includes $886 billion for defense, $704 billion for non-defense. Criticism continues regarding Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for not telling the White House he was hospitalized last week.
Secretary Austin has been hospitalized following complications after an elective surgery. However, the White House, National Security Council, and Congress were never told he was in the hospital. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford said on Fox News Sunday what Austin did say is actually worse.
We're at a time of a lot of turmoil internationally, and suddenly have the Secretary of Defense, more than just a matter of wasn't there, actually sent over false information saying I'm working from home when he's not actually available at all. That's a whole different issue.
Austin released a statement Saturday claiming responsibility for his failure to tell the president where he was. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Fox News confirming Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was on a previously scheduled vacation in Puerto Rico, also was not told the secretary was hospitalized until Thursday. A 28-year-old man and four young children died in a house fire Saturday near the community of Matthias, West Virginia. One woman was able to escape the fire and transported to the hospital. The deceased children ranged in age from 1 to 5. The cause of the fire was ruled undetermined due to extensive structural damage. No fire alarms were found. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a trip in the Middle East trying to prevent the expansion of the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in Qatar, he called for compassion for Palestinian civilians.
We have been intensely focused on working to prevent the conflict from spreading. And that is indeed a major focus of what is now my fourth visit to the region since October 7th.
Blinken also assured Arab leaders Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Most of Gaza's residents already have been displaced by the conflict. A major winter storm dumping snow in parts of the Northeast and now creating some concerns about nighttime refreeze. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Manchester, New Hampshire.
The priorities now for us in New England and really in New Hampshire where we are is trying to make sure these roads are cleared of snow and the roads and sidewalks are less slippery. So New Hampshire's Department of Transportation, they've got about 300 trucks at least clearing snow and salting the roads tonight. We're starting to see pavement, which is good, even though snow still coming down at times, but we know things were slippery out there for a while because state police responded to more than 100 weather-related incidents, many of those incidents being people spinning out on the roads in their cars. But despite all of the challenges the storm has brought, some people have been hoping for this and praying for it because it's been a while since we've had a storm like this that brought a good amount of snow.
Ski resorts, no doubt, are happy to see the snow. Download the Fox Weather app at foxweather.com. Speaking of snow, United Van Lines' annual National Movers Study shows for the third year in a row, more people moved to Vermont than any other state in the country. About 30% made the move to be closer to family. Another 20 said they just wanted a change in their life. Other popular states for relocation in the year 2023 include Alabama and both North and South Carolina. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.